Hi and welcome back to another episode of Reach Current Podcast. Today we have here with us Mr. Ram Kesavan. Ram,
Hi, Gun. How are you?
doing great. How are you, Ram?
Doing good.
I think you have literally become, like a second wave of quarantine from your native place. How is that working out for you, Ram?
Again, change is constant, so continuously changing. 40 days of being inside one place, so again, I'm sure that's going to be another 40 days.
Change even in the lockdown is like really amazing.
We have to, or else I think mentally we'll become like Elon Musk.
Okay. So how's the situation there, Ram?
Situation here is, okay, comparatively to other big cities down here, it's better.
Okay.
What about at your place?
Yeah, I think sadly when you compare villages with cities, I think it is fairly better everywhere. Because there's not a lot of intrusion in terms
First
of
time in the world people are talking like this.
exactly about regional locking down is better than like going to a metropolitan having being locked down there, because Chennai is suffering a lot at this time because we just had 500 cases today.
Okay,
so today I just wanted to talk about something that is very important at this time. So which is this coronavirus, this pandemic has like demotivated a lot of people into putting them down in terms of their willpower, their courage, and a lot of things. So we'll talk about how, what makes or what keeps people motivated. So right from our childhood, we always talk about you should always stay focused, you should always stay positive, and you should always stay motivated. That will keep you moving forward. So what do you think the basis of things that keep people motivated every day?
Beautiful,
money.
Beautiful saying by Muhammad Ali. So he says, more than all your skills, it is your will that will take you to places.
Okay.
So right now it is not our skills. We have totally understood that. Now it is purely our will to continue what we are doing right now. Not what we were doing, but what we have been doing for the past 40 days. It is purely the will that it has to take us to the next level. And as you said, motivation to do what has become the biggest question. For the past, I do not know, for the past so many years, most of us, our passion, people have told, their passion is to, for students, is to get good marks in a 12th standard, for people in college is to get a gold medal, for people at work to get promotion, for do people at business, make your business grow, revenues grow. And all of a sudden, all of this has become a question. And it has more than a question. It has clearly shown all of this is not important right now. We have to just think in a different way to get motivated.
Right.
And the thought should purely come from our will to survive.
Right.
The human instinct. I think we already spoke about this right now. It is the human instinct,
the survival instinct.
The survival instinct should take us to the next level.
Right. So this motivation, the willpower, when you know that you can't technically achieve what you could have done before the pandemic.
So it's like all your plans that we did for 2020.
Exactly.
So we know it is not possible now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not sure when we are going to start, and even if we are going to start, is it going to be the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in a complex confusion.
We can't even forecast what we can do.
I believe all Google's data, all TikTok's data, Facebook data, consumer behavior analysis, everything has taken a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the news media, people are starting to like seeing news. There's a spike in people reading news about sustainability.
Right.
People reading news about that consumerism is bad. This growth in GDP is bad for the country.
Mm-hmm.
All these kinds of news are starting, which were supposed to be called the bad thoughts, that you are trying to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to be a retard in this economy, has started to become in the next.
Yeah, I think my mom and my brother were reading about sustainable agriculture and putting up a terrace garden. So it was very shocking for me to see, because they were never thinking about that stuff before. But right now, when the situation pushes them to, try something that is out of their comfort zone, they're ready to learn about it. And YouTube is helping them a lot. A lot of people have already put out videos for the same thing.
Correct. Very true. So I think so from here, we are seeing how the digital media is again motivating people to share different kinds of knowledge.
Correct. And
so I think
you,
it is taking the shift.
Exactly. So it is actually sharing knowledge of something that has not been touched upon for all these days, and right now the demand comes and people are flooding to it.
Yeah.
I think you were also doing some kind of agriculture in your place, right?
I think right now the change that I have taken is I have said no to cars.
Okay.
no to public transport. I'm scared of public transport now, so I was
Is there public transport there, like in your place also?
Recently, I'm seeing some buses going. I do not want to use it, so I have come back to my cycle.
So
I thought, okay, let's get sustainable.
And yeah, you're cooking, or you know, cooking on your own, because you are the only person there, I guess. I don't think.
I'm not cooking. There are some restaurants open, so as of now, I think maybe tomorrow or day after, I think I will have. I think they are going to extend the lockdown, so we will have to.
Okay. So what?
But then this change is, what do you say, makes it, you know, I was planning this for my retirement.
Okay. And you were forced to do it like 30 years before itself.
I think many people are feeling the same way. It is like literally having, you know, you wanted to do this for your retired life. Okay. Sit in your home with your family, chill for 40 days.
But okay.
Now, it has happened a lot for especially the youngsters.
Okay.
People
like,
who are, you know,
it's like a
when you say motivation, the highly motivated people out there in the business world are from the age of 21 to 45. That's when
correct.
The motivation is in the peak to earn, save.
Like burn out everything and
burn out cash, experience new things, learn new things. Now.
Mm-hmm. And so this has become like the, you know, like the trial version, the 40-day trial period of your retirement.
Correct, 40-day challenge.
Okay. And a lot of people are actually liking this. Okay, this is what we actually needed for every kind of living. This is what we actually required. Like my family spends around 10 to 12,000 per month. So this is what it requires for a family of four to live in this place. So we have been, you know, like wasting all the money that we have been earning so far into, you know, like different kinds of traveling somewhere and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So
now when it comes to motivation, the only doubt is, are we going to be motivated to earn money as
mm-hmm.
we were?
Mm-hmm.
The thought of money, the motivation, the drive that money used to give into people,
okay,
is it going to be the same
mm-hmm.
once the lockdown is over? Or the motivation is going to change into something else? Hopefully, it's going to change into sustainability, self-growing,
mm-hmm.
and all the self-grown food, homegrown, like you said, terrace gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I think the passion in people will change.
Okay. No, I think in certain point of time, people used to find their, you know, like adrenaline rush, or, you know, like the dopamine that they get out of doing physical work. Like people going to gyms, or people who worked with, you know, like daily wages, like the unloading and trucksmen and people like that. How do you think how do you think they can, you know, like face a situation like lockdown? Not in terms of money. Let's say the government provides money for them. But how do they tackle, you know, like they have been doing physical work for a long time, but now they are like stuck without doing anything, and they're not able to earn anything. So how will their willpower change over the period of time?
Yeah, right now the will, they have to take the will.
Mm-hmm.
The will has to come from within. So we have to be very clear in thinking that, what do you say, what I did in my past is not going to define what I am today.
Right.
And it is not going to, what I'm going to do today is not going to define what is going to happen in my future. It has become very uncertain.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew life was uncertain, but we never knew it could be so uncertain.
Right. Mm. So it was never expected. It was like out of the blue.
So this adrenaline rush and all, everything, adrenaline has to come up when there is a survival instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing a lot of, you know, non-gym going people starting to work out, saying, I want to boost my immunity.
Okay.
I want to make my body better. I want to feel healthy.
Right.
So if it is taking, so everybody are becoming so aware on their physical now. So they are getting the adrenaline through the survival instinct.
Okay. So the natural instinct is helping them keep motivated into doing these things. Okay, so like let's talk about the physical work that people have been doing, and some people you know, like find dopamine in, you know, like connecting with people. They want to meet people. They want to talk to people physically. They want to like go out, and the people like traveling and all. So right now they have no other option to, you know, like explore and everything. So right now they are using the digital tools to connect with people. They are, you know, like started to watching virtual reality, you know, like videos on YouTube that have, you know, like Shanghai, that have Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, that have USA. So digital again is helping a lot of people to keep their pumped up adrenaline rush, you know, like in place.
So digital is right now the biggest motivation factor.
Mm-hmm.
It is the motivation factor, and also I would say the demotivating factor also.
Right.
That is one thing during all this lockdown and everything, the only thing that has stayed alive
mm-hmm.
is the digital economy.
separated. Like very true. Exactly.
It has not shut
digital
down.
Land and the agriculture, basically.
The agriculture is still working. Digital is still working. Pharmaceutical is still working.
Mm-hmm.
But digital, I think it's got a very minimum hit.
Right. Mm.
In terms of growth or anything, they are still doing good.
Right.
Because a lot of this change is giving content, more rise to more content creators,
mm-hmm.
more time for coders to sit in their home and develop their own products.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Things like that are happening. And when you said this media platforms,
okay,
news channels, mm-hmm. I would say that is one of the most demotivating content that can be consumed right now.
Okay.
It is more than demotivating, scary content. But it is the truth. It is the reality which is out there.
Okay.
And
so is it okay to face reality and still have a willpower? Or is it okay to retain our willpower saying that I'm going to ignore all these facts?
No, it is, I would say, like if this is World War III.
Okay.
If it was World War
III. This is World War III in disguise, I guess.
Yeah, and if government says, go take your guns and shoot.
Okay.
Get ready to die. Instead of saying, go take your guns to get killed, it says, go take your tools and start working.
Okay.
We have to do it. And basically, we are used to listening to the government. And I am sure, and not many of the people are in a situation to go against.
Right,
because
right.
of the economic policies that have come up, the pyramid of economical pyramid that we are working in, not many of us, I think around 90% of the world economy is not in a state to come out of the will of the government's action.
Exactly. True. So what keeps you motivated, Ram, right now in a place where, like, I get motivated?
I just saw that. I think 2 days back they opened the liquor store.
Okay, yeah.
I saw people's motivation there.
45 crores in Karnataka in one single day.
Yeah, people are motivated. People are motivated to live. People are motivated to enjoy. People are motivated to die.
Okay.
So, what keeps us motivated? What keeps me motivated? I think to experience more. Let's see what is going to happen.
I think this work part has been keeping me motivated for the while, because waking up, you know, like at exactly 10 a.m. and talking to the team is something I look forward to, because if it's not the case, I wouldn't care waking up at all. So I will actually be, you know, like sleeping, and I'll be thinking of what to do next. I'll be thinking like
there will be no thinking of I am seeing people who are not in work. I'm talking with some of my friends who are not in work. Mm-hmm. Their biggest problem is they do not know what to do next.
Right. Waking up and
so there is
nothing.
No reason to wake up.
Right. No. Like I can like do it for like 3 or 4 days, but if it's going to be for a month, because if they had been before the pandemic, they can say I can go out, I can have something, I can meet my friends or something like that. But when it's going to be inside the four walls for a longer period of time, it's going to drive them crazy. It's like confinement. It's like being in jail.
Correct.
Only and one thing is they have the internet to, you know, like explore. So they
keep internet by Jio.
Exactly. So they are like reminiscing their old memories, saying, oh my god, I used to go to these places, now I miss these places. Now they are
lot of new WhatsApp status challenges are also coming up. I'm seeing at least weekly one new challenge, some color challenge.
And I think you're just seeing the one version of WhatsApp. There is something going on Twitter, something going on Instagram, something going on Facebook, and there is like
so for one set of age group people, I think people who are the millennials, the so-called millennials,
mm-hmm.
I think their set of motivation is digitally satisfied. Their gratification for their motivation is happening through the digital. But people who are not used to the digital, for me, take for example, I'm not a millennial, I'm in my 30s,
mm-hmm.
Early 30s. So for a person like me, the motivation is different. For a person who's in their 45, their motivation is completely different.
Okay.
I'm saying like, especially for people who are in above 40s,
okay.
They
okay.
have more commitments.
Mm-hmm.
More commitments than, you know, even if you can take for an example a father.
Okay.
He has the commitment to take care of his children, his wife, his mother, his father, whoever is around him, his family basically.
His household, the whole household.
His household, basically his household. So a mother, they have to take care, feed them,
mm-hmm.
take care of the family. So there is a different kind of, they have the different kind of motivation there.
Okay, it's like internally like sustainable, like they want to take care of the
they people. Want to take care, and during these tough times they are doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are above that, and right now I think the media says it is affecting a lot of people who are above a particular age. So
yeah,
their motivation is not to go out, stay home, do not let the people in their house to go out, as keep the people in their house safe.
Mm-hmm. And so, it is motivating enough to like not lose the people you love. So that will be the kind of motivation.
Correct. And if it is going to happen in every household, I think we will come out of this right way.
Right. So I was talking to one of my relatives recently, and I used to talk to a lot of friends, and they say they'll always tell me, "Gohan, I'm very sad. I'm not able to do anything." And I talked to one of my aunts, and she said, "I am pretty happy these days." So I asked her, "Why are you happy?" And she said, "This is the first time both of my sons are in my house with me, not doing anything for the entire month. I never thought a time like that would come in my entire life, because I always thought they'll get married, they'll go to a different place, we'll meet only when there are family functions or Diwali or Pongal.
Retirement plans happening."
Exactly. So she said I always used to think my sons will only come for 2 days and they'll leave. So I never thought that having a room for them was required at all. But right now they are in my house the whole day, and I enjoy cooking for them. This is like them being back in their old ages. So I'm actually pretty happy this happening, even though there are sad times. But I am actually happy, pretty content with myself, and I'm taking care of them. So that is pretty sweet of her to be motivated to have her sons around.
Good. So for everybody, the drive is different. Everybody, the drive is different. And somehow, I think we will come out of it. We hope, not just hope. I think we have to come out of it.
Okay.
I saw news. My biggest motivation is vaccination. So I only thing that I search on the internet is vaccine for COVID-19.
Okay. I saw news that Israel was doing something.
Israel is doing some good work in finding vaccine. So that it kind of keeps me okay. Hopefully very soon business is going
because
to come
I,
back.
Because I never thought like Israel had the infrastructure to develop vaccine for one of the biggest pandemics in the world. Like how are they really motivated enough to do? And
a lot of things that we don't think are happening.
Right.
That is the beauty of this Corona 2020.
either that is happening, or the media has suppressed the fact that Israel has a really good research system.
Because when you said this social media.
Right.
One thing that right now running into my head is Facebook guy telling, so the US social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, are blaming the Chinese guys, telling that they are hiding their actual news.
Okay.
These Chinese guys, TikTok, WeChat, all of them telling US media are actually hiding.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what I'm thinking is more than these two, both of them have just been highlighting themselves to us.
Okay.
So we have become one of their biggest market, basically, as Indians. I'm not aware of other countries.
Okay.
But for us, they have highlighted us, them to us a lot.
Okay.
They have just sold their lifestyle to us. China is selling their lifestyle to us. US is selling, and all through this social media, especially to these millennials.
Okay.
And I think this Corona is giving some break to us to say there are other realities.
Okay.
This is not the only reality. This forced fed reality into your head is not the only truth.
Right. Mm. You can live with
it. It is a time for us to wake up.
Right. Mm. And this is like a revelation. It's like a revelation. Like open your eyes. You have to see this.
I according to me, I have met some Israelians and I have had some talks with them.
Mm-hmm.
So according to me, what I know is their landscape is a bit rocky.
Okay.
And they have a huge. What,
did America go on a war for oil with Israel? They went for oil, something like?
I am not sure. I think they would have.
Okay.
Which country? Israel, Iran, Iraq. They don't mind.
I think Israel is near Egypt.
Israel is in war.
Okay. Mm.
So they are good at agriculture, and especially water conservation agriculture.
Right. Mm.
So there are a lot of Israeli technologies that are good in agriculture, in drought regions, in regions where there is filled with rocks.
Okay.
Not much of rivers. So that is my perception about Israel, and also with Jews, the land of Jews.
Okay. Mm.
And all of a sudden now, when I read the news, it says Israel has one of the best vaccination labs in the world.
Okay. The biotechnologies.
Biotechnology labs in the world.
Okay. And nobody has.
Israel is one of the startup hubs also.
Okay. I think that the Tel Aviv or something, a place, I think in one of my, PG classes, someone was telling there is a place called Tel Aviv, and it's one of the most, most number of startups have started there in terms of innovations, patents and everything. I think the country has registered around 8,000 patents in a small amount of time. I heard something.
Okay.
I think it's in Israel. It was something in Israel.
Sure, these guys, I think, are brilliant.
Okay.
But I am not sure, like, if this vaccine is going to work or not. But for a country in their size,
yeah,
they are
right.
trying to lead.
Right, right.
Take
right.
The,
and they are motivating the
stage.
Other countries to, you know, like, follow the same also.
Follow the.
Because
when
this
countries
will be an ego
are saying
factor
lockdown
where
is important.
Right.
They are taking heading straight on for the cure.
Yeah, yeah, because the other countries will have the ego that, okay, this country has done, why haven't I done anything so far?
I'll be really scared to use a vaccine from the US or from the China.
Okay, okay. I don't think
I would
going
prefer
to come
the, even if it is an unsuccessful drug, I think I would prefer the Australian. I would like to go for a human testing for the Australian vaccine.
I think you can rely on your willpower to, you know, like self-heal yourself rather than taking a vaccination from a random place.
Yeah, that is a better way.
Because I think most of Indians will be asymptomatic and will self-heal, because seeing from the numbers of, you know, like cases reported and the death case, I think India is in actually a good place. I don't know, because we've seen a lot of diseases and we grew up in a platform.
I am not ready to believe the Indians also.
Nobody should be believed that is the case right now.
What you see is not true. What you know is not true. What you feel is not true. I think only when corona comes to you, you will know what is the truth.
Unless you get the stomach pain, you won't know what stomach pain is.
Until then, I'm going to, like, you know, not believe in anything.
Right. Okay, Ram. I think...
So that is my motivation right now, to see what is going to happen next.
Right. So the motivation is to stay positive for the next day.
Correct.
Basically, every day. Not, it's not for the future, but the next day.
So live today.
So, like, it's always like the basic thing, be happy with the present. So that is what, like, coming again, like, the back to the basics, that will the things that were talked about like years back is still relevant today, and it will be relevant in the future also, I think,
all throughout.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Ram, for being on the show. I think with this talk, a lot of people will be motivated to, you know, like, do something or keep themselves with, you know, like the adrenaline rush and pumping dopamine synthesis inside the body, and they stay safe with all the talks, listening to us in these hard times. So thank you so much, Ram. Thank you so much. We'll talk in another episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This is Rajogan, and this is
Ram Kesavan
signing off. Take care. Bye.